Hunter Biden had thought his gun, drug, and tax charges would be resolved this summer, but those plans evaporated when a federal judge balked at a plea deal. WHYY's Chris Barish reports that the president's son was back in a Wilmington courtroom on Tuesday for what could be the first of many appearances.
Hunter Biden's attorney entered his not guilty plea to charges that centered on his client's claim that he wasn't an unlawful drug user when he bought a .38 special revolver in 2018 at a Delaware gun shop. Biden himself said little during the 25-minute arraignment, only mouthing, "Yes, Your Honor," a few times when the judge asked him if he understood the felony charges and his other rights. He could face 25 years in prison, but no mandatory time if convicted. A judge gave both sides 1 month to file pretrial motions, and Biden's lawyer said he would seek to have the charge dismissed. But should that gambit fail, President Biden's 53-year-old son can expect to be back in a Delaware courtroom, perhaps for a trial. Biden also could see tax charges refiled against him in Washington, D.C., or in California, where he now lives. He has admitted to not filing or paying more than $1.2 million in federal income taxes in 2017 and 2018. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.